The Urbanist is brought to you in association with the Department of Culture and Tourism, Abu Dhabi. Saadiyat Cultural District, Abu Dhabi, is a beacon of hope and inspiration. A catalyst to spark growth and collaboration with museums and experiences, where art and science and nature and technology coexist.
The belief of Abu Dhabi that culture is the backbone of our society.
Stay tuned for a special episode of the show, in which you can hear His Excellency Mohammed Khalifa Al Mubarak explain exactly why and how Saadiyat Cultural District Abu Dhabi is the perfect place to collaborate, create and innovate. Saadiyat Cultural District Abu Dhabi, proud partner of The Urbanist on Monocle Radio.
Sometimes the best perspective of a city requires a bit of distance and elevation. For Vancouverites, one of the finest ways to take in the city is by hiking one of the many nearby mountain trails. And there aren't many more famous, or should that be infamous, than the Grouse Grind. The route may be grueling, but it's one of Vancouver's many natural activities that enhance its citizens' quality of life. You're listening to Tour Stories, a Monocle production brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. In this episode, Gregory Scruggs takes on the Grouse Grind Trail to find out what everyone is walking about.
After a short 20-minute bus ride from downtown Vancouver, I have left the city behind and I'm currently in a dusty trailhead at the foot of Grouse Mountain, one of the many peaks that rise straight out of the North Shore of Vancouver. And this particular mountain is one of Vancouver's most popular, the Peak of Vancouver, they call it. And in the summer, in the non-snow season, there is a trail that will take you to the top. It's called the Grouse Mountain Grind, with an emphasis on the grind. Something like 2,800 steps to the top. They call it Nature's Stairmaster. And over the course of 2.5 kilometers, you gain about 800 meters in elevation. So it's up, up, up. And this trail has become an iconic feature of Vancouver's sporty scene, a place for the athletic set to test their mettle and get in a quick uphill cardio workout before heading back to work or meetings or school or whatever obligations they have down in the city. It's one of the unique aspects of Vancouver's fabled quality of life, that you are so close to the mountains, you can pop out, head up a forested trail, get your workout in, and be back at your desk in no time. So let's lace up those trainers and hit the trail. I see someone over here wearing a purple tank top. It says grind in big letters on the back. I have a feeling this might be a Grouse Grind regular. Excuse me, what's your name, if you don't mind me asking?
My name is Jill Elliott. I am nearly 61 years old, and I was born here on Grouse Mountain in North Vancouver. I lived, born and raised here. I live now in West Vancouver. I grew up here on this mountain, enjoying the skiing on the mountain. Very active person. I'm a kinesiologist and a trainer and an applied neurologist at the moment. So I've always led a very healthy, active life, coaching sports and being myself a master's athlete probably entire life. I've always enjoyed just being outdoors and love being and living in Vancouver, just for everything it has to offer: the mountains, the golf courses, the skiing, the running, just the nature, the beautiful landscape that we BC has to offer. So I feel very blessed to be here.
So what's your strategy for hiking the Grouse Grind?
One step at a time. One step at a time. I don't like to push myself before I start. I like to do it, enjoy doing it as much as I can. Sometimes it's a little bit slower, it's a little slower. Sometimes I feel like I can push myself, I push myself. I'm 60. I want to get a little enjoyment when I do the Grouse Grind. I used to race the Grouse Grind every year. I did the Grouse Grind race about 5 times in my lifetime. And I can tell you, it's not fun. So I just want to do more enjoying it in the fresh air. Yeah, taking in the scenery and just being out in nature and actually being with other people, and we're all doing it together. And there is that group kind of a feeling of, when you look at everybody else around you, the accomplishment they get from doing it. After I could do the gross grind, definitely 100% the rest of my day will be better. It'll go more smoothly. I'll feel better. I'll have more energy. The endorphins are flowing for the rest of the day after doing the grind, that's for sure. And, you know, just cognitively, everybody feels better when you get to the top. It's my daily Prozac. No antidepressants when you got the gross grind to do.
I'm at a sign telling me I made it to the quarter mark, but warning me that was the easy section. And in red letters, it says, now comes the hard part, and the trail gets emphasis steeper and narrower from here. But there's only one way to go, and that's up. At regular intervals, there are little signs tacked to the trees telling you how far you've gone. We've just passed the halfway mark. So 21 markers down, 19 to go. I can almost taste the top from here. Jill, how are you feeling at this point halfway through?
I love hitting the halfway mark. To be honest, it's halfway to me just gets easier. You know the end is coming soon. So I even though it's a little bit steeper, the third is the steepest quarter in the grind. You just gotta use a little more of your leg muscles. You can slow down if you want.
I'm now three quarters of the way up the grass grind and starting to get that jelly-like sensation in the quads and the calves. It's not exactly the staircase that takes you, I don't know, up to the second floor of your home. We're talking roots and rocks and, you know, natural handholds. It's not rock climbing, it's not mountain climbing, but it is certainly a naturally sculpted staircase in many places, and definitely proving challenging for folks. There's quite the line ahead of me here. Although there are intrepid moms with their babes in special hiking backpacks, so it really does bring out all walks of life here on the Grouse Mountain Grind.
You get to the third, end of the third quarter, and you just get that cool breeze come across your whole body, and you just get that fresh, even when it's smoggy out, you just get that oxygen and freshness that comes over your body, and you know you're coming near the top, because once you get that coolness over your sweaty, hot body, it's just such an exhilarating feeling, and you just know you got a little more to go, and you're going to be done.
And just like that, we are quite literally out of the woods. After a little over an hour or so on the trail, suddenly the path levels out, and the gondola station comes into view. It's a sweet, sweet feeling to know you're at the top, and there is a smooth, easy ride down waiting for you after grinding it out on the Grouse Mountain Grind. But before I hop the ride back down, I do want to take in this view. It's a bit of a misty morning, a little overcast, but I can see down to the Georgia Strait, the Burrard Inlet, those gorgeous saltwater infusions next to the evergreen covered mountains that make the Vancouver setting truly one of the most beautiful in the world to build a city.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. Today's episode was written by Gregory Scruggs and produced and edited by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every week. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.